What are you laughing at? Enlighten me, please.
It was a face you made on one of those buns. It was just the intensity level of it.
All right. But that was really loud.
Oh, what?
I fucking hate you, bro. Anyways, welcome to Case of the X podcast. Breakup advice for the brokenhearted and the heartless. My name is V. Yo, bitch, call me Big Daddy.
Is it because we haven't been here in a while that you got all this extra aggression and whatnot?
Maybe. Quite possibly.
Okay. This is Mac, and I'm still straight out of ATL, y'all.
Return of the Mac. Hey. Return. Speaking of returns.
Hello.
Guess who's back?
Yo.
Can I say that y'all have been running these numbers up while we were chilling?
Thank you guys.
Our last episode, I want to say it exceeded our most listened to episode. Crazy. I think it did, but if not, it's really close. Mm. But I'm going to take that as a sign that y'all missed us. Y'all missed us? We're going to insert some claps.
Thanks. That's super, super, super nice, guys. I didn't realize y'all liked us that much. But it's always fun to do this show. But we needed that little month and a half. Okay, to be back and better than ever. What have you been doing this month and a half, friend? Because let me tell y'all, it's not like we've been talking to each other.
Hey, listen. She gave me a Molly as fuck face, too. I'm so sorry if it's my fault that we haven't been talking much. But changes, you know what I'm saying? You've been going through some changes. I've been going through some changes. We've been changing. You know what I mean?
Big Mouth.
I don't know nothing about that. I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't watch Big Mouth?
No, I don't.
Girl,
my mouth is big enough. I don't need to see one on TV.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
But yeah, so, well, what's been changing? The people don't know. It's been a month, bitch. What's going on?
Well, you know what I'm saying? I'm still in the studio. You know what I mean? That's my closet, guys, but it's a different closet. But I still need to be.
Different.
But, despite the fact that I'm the only motherfucker in this building, I need to be in the closet, because if I wasn't, y'all would think that I live like inside of LAX or some shit. Like it's airplanes all day. But but yeah, that's
you know, riding solo though.
Switch stools, bro. I switch studios, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm from one closet to another one, you know.
I'm done.
The acoustics are better. No, but you really can't hear anything. Like my dryer is really loud. You can't hear that at all. It's great in here. But yeah, I mean, that, and I got a creative fellowship, so I've been working on that, which has been really, really cool.
Excitement.
And I mean, just
news about that too.
Yeah, man. I mean, just changes, you know, changes.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, boo?
She
be busy, y'all.
It's not even busy in a good way. I wish it was. I've been working a lot. Okay, you bitch picked up an extra job, y'all. Like, for what reason, I don't know, because everything is hecka expensive. No one reminded me that adulting was so ghetto, and yet I keep doing it. So I moved as well. So now I'm on the other side of the ATL. It's giving different. It's giving, I gotta get used to the peoples that I see walking on the street, and I have to, you know, find all my new little spots, like, that are just around the corner that I know, like, oh, let me go here real quick. Or let me go there real quick because I know they're going to have it. So it's like I have to relearn a whole area. Well, not relearn because I don't know nothing about this area, but I have to learn a whole new area. I took a leap of faith, y'all, and dyed my hair as well. And I just don't even know who I am anymore. I still scare myself in the mirror.
Can you say Marilyn Monroe, y'all?
It's not that blonde, but thank you. It is blonde and red and... I'm still getting used to it.
A little melanin Monroe, you know?
I'm getting used to it. It grows on me more and more every day. I'm not going to lie. I'm just kind of like shocked more than anything else, I think. But yeah, so that's what's going on with me. Just getting settled in my new little spot and working like a indentured servant, because I don't want to say a slave.
Making a little money, that's what she said.
A tiny little bit that I can see for myself. But But yeah, so that's what's been going on with me the last month and a half. I can say creatively, I have been doing nothing. So
what? I thought you was doing a show. Why are you doing a show?
Oh, I am still doing that show, but we just haven't been filming. So.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's good. It's good to take a break from all that stuff. I am so refreshed right now. Right. I am so refreshed right now. Y'all finna get A1 V today. You understand what I'm saying? God. That means I'm gonna be louder than I usually am.
That's what that means.
Yeah.
You can always tell when we haven't spoken and then I get you like that first conversation. Yeah. It's always
on 10.
Yes. 115.
But yo, thank you for welcoming us back. You know what I mean? Speaking of back. Bouncing back, coming back.
I really wish she would stop. Because they just get worse and worse every time.
Wow. So today, guys, we decided to talk about rebound relationships. Mm-hmm. And the fun that they the fuck are. You know what I mean?
Okay.
What is a rebound relationship to you?
I guess the technical term is like, I guess any relationship that you're having right after you get out of another relationship. But for me, I think it's any relationship that you're consciously in it, knowing that you're trying to like get over the last person that you were with. Because I feel like you can date people after you get out of a major relationship, and those aren't necessarily, they're just people you're going on dates with. They're not necessarily a rebound, mm-hmm. but it's the, when you get into another relationship, even when it's before y'all in that titles and official stage, you're consciously dating them and only them, knowing that you're like in the back of your head, you might be going, you know, let me just spend a little bit more time with them. Like, oh my God, I wish I would stop thinking about such and such. And you're still trying to like talk to them. To me, that's more of like, okay, this is a rebound.
Uh-huh.
What about you?
Well, for the most part, I've usually thought that it was anything that happens right after. Whatever you're doing, once you're not doing it anymore, that relationship after that is a rebound relationship, right? But then, you know, I had to take a step back, but I'm still on that like extreme. But I think it's just like the relationship immediately after that serves a purpose. I don't necessarily think that you have to be using it to get over your ex. I think that that's a thing. I think that's definitely falls into the category, but I think it could also be something so simple as I don't want to be alone, or, you know, even if the ex isn't even a fucking thing, you know what I mean? I don't know. So I'm real extreme with that one. I realize that, but that's how I think as time goes on, it changes a little bit, but that's usually how I view it. I did find something on, I wanted to go online because I also wanted us to get not necessarily expert opinions, but just other ones. You know what I mean? Yeah. And this one says a relationship that starts before feelings about a previous relationship are over or before closure over a previous relationship. And I like this one because it kind of puts into words what I can't put into words, because it said as a relationship that starts before feelings about a previous relationship are over, not before feelings about that person are done, not before you get over that person, but before the feelings about a previous relationship are over. Like any residual feelings you have about that relationship are still fucking there, whether it's anger or, you know, hurt or whatever, they're still there. So I kind of like that one, but that's what that one says. People who enter into a rebound relationship more quickly than others had a greater overall mental and physical health, confidence in their desirability, and resolution toward their previous relationship, which I also think is interesting.
Okay, yes, that is interesting. Why is it interesting to you though?
It points to the fact that it's not always necessarily putting somebody in the line of fire right after you get out of a relationship. Sometimes okay. It's helpful. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. it's not, because sometimes people maliciously, well, not, I can't say completely maliciously, but sometimes people come into it with the intent of, I'm going to do this to get back at my ex, or I'm doing this specifically to get over my ex, or I'm doing this. I'm basically putting someone else in harm's way because they're going to end up getting hurt to make myself feel better about the relationship. Sometimes it's an actual helpful thing. Sometimes it turns into something that's good. You know, so I thought that was interesting. I feel like rebound has a negative connotation anyway.
It does. I feel like there's often a lot of anxiety or like shame or stuff like that floating around with the idea of being in a rebound relationship or being somebody's rebound or finding out you're somebody's rebound. It's like all of a sudden y'all could have been moving along merrily and then you find out that they just had a hard breakup or getting pressure from others because you're in a rebound relationship and now you're expressing to people like, oh, hey, I got a new relationship. And they're like, oh, this is just a rebound. Like, you know, don't take it too seriously. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't have to be like that. It can be helpful. And a lot of people have rebound relationships and that be their last relationship. Like they go on to be with that person for the rest of their life. So not to say that rebound relationships always end in breaking up or always end in staying together, but they should be taken with the same level of seriousness that you would take any relationship that you were interestedly pursuing, I guess. Like whether you had met that person right after you broke up or 2 years after you broke up, like you should still be giving it that same level of respect. And others should too. And tell your people that. Don't have them out here disrespecting your relationship just because you know, you and Boom Quisha broke up like,
girl, what?
30 minutes ago.
Me and who?
So,
you and who?
Ain't no you and who. I said Boom Quisha.
Oh, okay. Can you spell? You know what? Never mind.
I can.
Go ahead.
It's B-O-O-M Q-U-I-S-H-I-A.
So you're saying boom with an M like Mary, like boom like an 808, Quisha?
Boom like an 808, yes.
I like that. Okay. All right.
But back to what we're actually talking about and not your old uncle case.
So listen, this article kind of takes a turn because it also states that the only way rebound relationships can be healthy is if the rebound E is better than your ex.
For sure. I agree with that. Like if you rebound with somebody and they're worse than the last person you dated, how exactly does that work? That doesn't add at all, I would assume. Okay, let me just speak for myself. That wouldn't add to my mental stability coming out of a breakup.
Yeah.
And now I'm in a new relationship with all these new feelings and the person that I'm having these new feelings for, if I can see early in the relationship that they are worse than what I was
doing with my ex.
I don't think that would be a relationship that I would want to stick with. So yeah, I don't know if it has to be better because that's subjective.
Yeah, I was about to say that's my thing with it. I don't, how do you define better? Yeah. You know, people define better in so many different ways. You can be better. Yeah, I don't know. I think that maybe that usage of that particular word rubs me a little bit of the wrong way.
Yeah.
It says that science supports that rebound relationships can be beneficial in dealing with getting over an ex, but it leads to the assumption that a rebound is only as good as its ability to be same or better than the ex. But I can also see how that's just in regards to the rebound's ability to eradicate the feelings or the memories of the ex, which I don't know. It's just that better rubbed me the wrong way. But you know me, I'm also like, oh, everybody's great. So.
Right. I just think maybe if the wording had been like different or whatever, because you know, everyone's better in their own way. And I mean, you know, flex on your ex. So there you go.
Not flex like it. I can't. I don't even think I've ever really cared enough to. But I also don't be posting. No, just be like, oh, look at what I got. You know what I mean? But also, like, right. I'm not big on the posting and stuff. I think that requires a certain amount of your personal life on social media. So
I don't even like seeing my exes in public when I'm like talking to someone new because it gives me anxiety.
Does it?
I am not trying to have a V moment out here at the table.
Whoa.
So I will
wait a minute now.
Keep my party separate.
Okay, but those people were all my friends.
Congratulations.
The transition from boo to friend to ex to friend is real. Okay.
If you can't make it,
I haven't my last 2-3 exes.
No.
We're not friends. I would really like to, but I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. Whatever.
Okay.
But it just hasn't. It hasn't happened fully yet.
Maybe it's gonna take a little time.
But the mother too. Like I don't really care. So if it never happens, and that takes over a good span of time because my last three relationships have occurred over the past 10 years. So
not Miss Lovers to Friends advocate.
I mean, everybody ain't able is the thing. True. Y'all think I'm just out here just being friends with my just holding on to hoarding fucking exes, and I'm not. Like,
who would say hoarding? No one can say hoarding.
If we've made a reasonable amount of investment into each other as people,
right,
and also we didn't end in a shitty fucking way, I don't see why both of us wouldn't want to maintain a friendship. Now, if both of us don't want to, then it ain't gonna happen.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm not over here just like, you ain't going nowhere. You know what I mean? Like, you better be my Yikes. Fucking friend. Like, no, I'm not. Yikes. I'm not out here doing that. It's just a thing that happens, you know? Girl, I can't help it if I'm bomb if people want to be my friend. No, I'm just playing.
Wow. So talk your shit, dear friend. Let them know.
One thing that had my brought my brain here was the Harlem show on Prime. Spoiler alert. So if you haven't seen it.
Okay, so.
And plan to.
Sidebar for those who don't know if they want to see it yet. I was also on the fence about seeing it. I'm going to tell you my reason, because there's another show called Run the World, and they were advertising these shows heavily at the same time, and it was like four Black women living in New York and their day-to-day lives between 20 and 30 years old, and I was just like, okay, yes, there's room at the table for everybody, but maybe put some spacing in between when you release your shows. But I watched Harlem just to pass the time one day. I was working, and I was pleasantly surprised, and I am not a huge, I don't think I've ever met anyone that was a huge Megan Good fan.
Oh, wait. Present. God. I've seen everything she was in. She was in, like, this action TV show with, like, this white guy that was, like, a robot, but, like, not really, and she was, like, a futuristic cop. Like, oh, my God, I eat this shit up. But anyways, go ahead.
Yikes.
Yeah, Megan Good staying right here.
I'm so done. Her cheekbones scare me, so.
Oh, goodness.
But yeah, like I was saying,
I'm sorry.
She's cool. The other three ladies in the show, gold. It's got, her name is Grace. I don't know what her last name is, but she was in Empire.
Grace Byers,
yes. Boo Boo Kitty's in it. And I freaking adore her character. But yeah, for those of y'all who are on the fence for watching it and you have access to watch it, because I think it's on Amazon Prime, you should definitely go watch it. It's good. I liked it way more than I thought I was going to. And it's quick. It's like the whole season's out there, so you can just, you know, watch it and get it done.
Yeah. I actually didn't know that they were advertised at the same time. I didn't hear about Harlem until recently. But I will say, for anyone who's on the fence in the same manner that I was on the fence, because I will literally watch anything, right? My worry is that I'm wasting my time. So if anyone is like that, these episodes are 30 minutes long.
Yeah, they're quick.
So yeah, one weekend of I ain't got shit to do and I don't feel like doing anything, and you'll get it done pretty quickly.
Yes.
But yeah,
Whoopi Goldberg in it.
Oh yeah, Whoopi Goldberg's great. Also, oh goodness, I wish I could think of her actual name, but the character that is like the singer.
Okay.
Is my absolute favorite. I think she's gorgeous. I think she's so talented. I think she's hilarious. Pretty.
She's
yes.
loud.
She's yeah.
A little loud and wrong sometimes. And that's right. My only issue with her. But
aren't we all a little loud and wrong at some point in our lives?
And no, it's
I fucking
cringy.
Love her. She's
so she, I was like,
I think she's perfectly flawed, and that's probably why I love her so much. I like characters gotcha. That are so that I could see in real life.
Gotcha.
I need characters like that, or I'm not as interested. But Harlem in the show, there is a rebound relationship that kind of, and it brought it to my attention because it like hit home so hard. But the guy was like really great, and unbeknownst to him, like, this chick is still dreaming and daydreaming and night dreaming and, you know, afternoon dreaming about her ex. And I'm not gonna, we're not gonna go into how that ends, just because
no, if you want us to do an episode dedicated to Harlem, since
oh shit, we can
yeah, let us know.
Yeah, we totally can. Like I said, it brought it to my attention because it forced me to realize that I don't think that I can count maybe one for sure ex of mine that before we dated, they hadn't like freshly gotten out of something. And I don't know why they had not. Just that one person out of everyone else. Like, I'm pretty sure all of my exes, aside from that one. And then, like, some people that I've dated, like, fresh out of something. I don't know why I happen to attract that. But
it's kind of like semantics, though, because even with that situation on the show, it wasn't like the ex that she was getting over was someone that she had broken up with 6 months ago or less. We're talking about they had been broken up for multiple years and been away.
Was it multiple years?
Yes.
Like four, huh?
Yes. They have been apart. Right. So even with your exes as well. Now, if this is like, now, if they broke up like 6 months or less, okay, yes. But if these are like a year, that's not always, I personally wouldn't consider that a rebound, because if you're pining and pining and pining away for your ex after all this time, you are consciously choosing this at this point.
Well, that's still a rebound though. If you're consciously choosing, you know what I mean? To
but the next person
bring someone in, right, knowing that you're not over it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's still a rebound. And
what I have put a deadline on rebounds. Like, if you're dating somebody after a year of your breakup, is that really still a rebound then at that point? Or is just...
If you're still sitting there daydreaming about your ex, I think might be.
I disagree on that one. I feel like after a while, especially when time is involved in it, if y'all been broken up for 2 years, and I'd start dating someone new, and yes, I might still have feelings for you or I'm still thinking about you, I don't consider this new relationship now to be a rebound, because it's been so long at this point. Like,
even if you're not over it?
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't know that I felt this way until you said that. But yeah, even if you aren't over it, I just feel like maybe a rebound has a timeline on it. Like, if you have broken up, I won't even say 6 months. I'll give you a year.
Yeah.
If you've broken up and you've been apart more than a year, I just can't see it as a rebound then. Now, that next relationship might not work because you are still stuck on your ex.
Yeah.
But I don't think that if somebody told me this story, that I would quantify their relationship as a rebound.
Huh. So I guess that would probably fall into another topic altogether, which is being dishonest, because I feel like at that point, like, if you're putting a whole other person into your life and you are completely engulfed in someone else still, even after a year or 4 years, because I think that at that point it's just being purely fucking dishonest.
I mean, yeah, you're not being clear with what's going on with you from the jump.
Yeah,
I'm still not over my ex. Oh, how long did y'all break up? well, you know, it's 2021, so we broke up in 1997.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, so rebound, no. This is giving choices at this time and day.
You're right. Because I have been with someone that broke up with their ex a while ago. Mm. Like a while ago. And then our relationship ended because they ended up going back to
okay
who they were with still, and I felt like a rebound. I felt like a fucking rebound. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I have to think about that one some more. Look at that, you making me think. Look at that. Have you ever been a rebound?
If I was, I didn't know.
Look, so, that's such a Mac answer.
What? Girl. It's not my fault I didn't know. Like,
you're right.
I can't make people tell me, like, I can ask about your last relationship, which I don't really like to do, honestly. If they volunteer information about their relationship, then yes, I will ask questions.
You are a real one.
If I, as like far as like a, don't tell me about your last relationship, and why did y'all break up? No, I don't even know if I can say, like, I can count on my hand the number of times I've asked it, because I really don't think I have. But if I have, I'll say one, maybe two. But if I was somebody's rebound, I did not know as far as like, this was a major relationship for them and now they're going out with me. Like, I've talked to people that were talking to other people when I met them, but they weren't in a relationship with that person. They were just dating people, and I was dating people. So it was like, okay, then we talked, and then we talked more heavily with each other. Girl, so I was like, okay.
You a real one. I need to know everything. Like, like, I need to know why y'all broke up. Because I feel like hearing that story, especially the most recent story, because really, honestly, and truly, you could tell me about your exes all day. I could tell you about my exes all day. Mm. None of them and none of the stories and none of my actions or their actions in the stories are really relevant in this point in time, unless it was the most recent one, because you go through so much growth and you go through so much just change. I feel like even in the in-between relationships, whether it's 3 years or 3 months, that anything before the most recent one isn't really relevant. But I also feel like hearing someone talk about what they've been through, whether it be relationship wise or anything else, you can learn a lot about that person. How they deal with changes, how they deal with things that happen to them, and also whether or not they were the culprit, you know what I mean? Because people can tell their victim stories all day, and you can kind of pick, like, okay, that was really your fault, but I'm gonna see, I'm gonna let you cook, you know what I mean? So, like,
I mean, I talk about people's past them. That's not like not hearing about their ex or their most recent ex doesn't translate into like their whole past. Like, I do ask questions, people talk about their past, their relationships, you know, with their parents, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And I have had that experience where people, you know, tell you a story and you're listening to the story, knowing they're telling the story from a perspective of being a victim. And as you're listening to the story, and I'm really bad at this, and I've had to learn how to like cull this, because I had to realize that people are not telling me things to seek my opinions. Okay. Yeah. So people would tell me stories and be like, oh, this happened to me, and it was so awful. And I'd be like, now, I know you're not trying to glaze over the fact that this is what you told me just happened. Why would you do that? Why would you involve yourself in that? And not everybody loves to hear that. So I had to learn how to pick and choose those moments where I think those things would be most appreciated. Especially if I'm talking to someone or getting to know someone and they're telling me a story about their history for whatever reason. Now, like I said, if they bring their ex into the conversation and they start talking about exes, because normally I get asked about mine and I'll have no problem telling you. I'll just be like, oh, you know, this, that, and the third. And I try not to go too heavily into it, because maybe it's A, for that reason. I don't want to get picked apart, because I know. But also B, I've always just found it a little bit interesting. It's kind of like, I don't know if you've ever heard people say, like, oh, how you treat your mother is like how you treat your girlfriend or whatever, or your wife or whatever. So either like, especially for guys, it's like you have to look at how they treat their mom. And I also find this to be true of how you treat your exes. Like, what now, your ex could be wrong as fuck at the end of the day. Right. No, you know, whatever about it. But how you treat them and how you talk about them now that y'all are not together has always been a thing for me. I don't like listening to people bash their exes, and it turns me off. I'm not into it. So now with my homegirls, it's a different story. I'm talking about ex. That's how I want to talk about
I got
my
you.
Ex. Okay. With a new potential person, I always try to be as like succinct and just keep it quick and cute as possible, because I don't want anyone walking away from a conversation with me thinking like, oh, she's still into him, or damn, or you know, like, it's like, no. If you're gonna be thinking all those things, like, I would rather you think it off of something else, like something that's legitimate, tangible evidence, like, oh, she's still texting that nigga, or she's still doing whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's why I don't really talk about exes, but I'm not against talking about it. I do think it is a learning experience from a conversation, but you're just not going to find me asking first.
Oh, sure. And it's definitely helpful. Listen, I've had situations, I was dating someone and would tell me these stories, and I would be like, oh my goodness, like, you know, oh, you've been through so much, you know, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, month, I don't know, maybe two or three of being with this person. And I'm like, that shit makes sense. No wonder they did XYZ, because at this point, we're not even together. And I want to throw you out the fucking window. So I understand, you know, but that's a really horrible, but like that was a window. Listen, it was like
maybe that was a bath water.
Like, I could definitely understand how someone could go from sweet and loving to I might want to strangle you with this person. I could see how it could happen really quickly, because my meter, like my fuse, is really long, and for someone to burn down my fuse in a matter of less than a season, it had to be something serious, you know what I mean? And if you're with somebody for years and they've made the turn for the worst, like I could see why she had been through the things that she had been through. So, and it helped me also to get out of that situation a lot quicker than I normally would get out of a situation. So y'all need to listen to these folk, man.
Listen to them. Times.
Have you ever rebounded?
I want to say no, because historically speaking, my pattern is to get out of a relationship with somebody and then it takes me a really long time to get into my next relationship. I just don't know. It's like I don't mind flirting and I don't mind going out, but like committing to someone after I have committed to someone less than like a year ago, it's gonna be a minute. It's usually like 2 to 3 years between each relationship, just so I can, I guess, rebuild my wall.
Oh, goodness.
Repair it.
Oh, goodness.
My little shattered heart. I'm just kidding, y'all. I don't know. I've never really dug deep into why it takes me so long to get into a new relationship. Probably because I don't be actively throwing myself out there.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. Even now, I'm like, I said to myself, self.
Oh, God. All right, Alyssa.
Alyssa, okay.
That's our old English teacher, guys.
Don't act like it's not yours either.
I said our.
I just, you know, on the off chance she might be listening to this.
She ain't.
Damn. Okay. But yeah, I just was like, okay, you're gonna move into this new place. I'm gonna be riding this thing solo dolo. You should put yourself out there in the dating scene more, you know, do more stuff. And have I done that? No, I have not. Okay.
Well, I don't know. You know what?
I get busy.
I get really weird, not weirded out, but I always want to know where it comes from when people say the word should, especially as far as processes and how people,
okay,
you know, go through their day-to-day life transitioning from one thing to another. Like, I don't think anything should look like anything, you know what I mean? If that's not something that you have been able to do, and that's not something that you have just naturally done, if you want to change it, if you think it would be better for you to change it, then by all means, you know, do mm-hmm. the work to change it. But if it's been working and been working in a healthy kind of way, because, you know, some things work for us, but they shouldn't be. But if it works for you in like a healthy kind of way, girl, go for it. I personally don't see anything wrong with that, because I also don't think, were you to get out of something and less than 2 or 3 years to go by, and you were to meet someone that was good for you, that was healthy for you, and that you could possibly build something with, I don't think that you would actively avoid them, unless I'm assuming falsely.
Girl, who knows? The way that this heart is set up and this mental is set up, mm-hmm. they run in two different directions. So it could be all green flags. It could be the best thing walking on two legs. And, you know, God came down and created them themselves, you know? And I would still be like, should I or should I not?
Lord.
Or it'll be even worse. I'll be completely not paying attention. I'll be like, is it waffles or pancakes for breakfast this morning?
Lord.
No. But that's okay. I acknowledge that that's happening to me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's what matters.
And that's all that I need, right? Not all that I need, but that's what's happening right now. And maybe 2022 will be different, you know?
Yeah. I have rebounded. I never realized right away that I've rebounded. Because I compartmentalize so well, like once I'm done with the relationship, it's like, okay, well, whatever. Like that never happened, you know? So right. Then it's usually like, I don't usually realize that I am rebounding until it's like clockwork almost all the time, 3 months in. 3 months in, I'm seeing this person and I'm like, oh, head over heels, whatever the fuck. And then 3 months in, I'm like, holy shit, I really miss XYZ. So for a while, my life was a bunch of take backs. My life was a bunch of like spinning the blocks because I never realized that I wasn't over something because once it ended, it was like, okay, well, it ended. So it has to end in my head too.
Okay.
I even had one situation that took me a lot longer than 3 months to realize. I was with someone off and on 4 years, not for 4 years. Not 1, 2, 3, 4 years, but 4 years, F-O-R years.
Okay.
And I didn't realize until we had been doing this dance, oh God, 6 maybe years of off and on this. And I was like, this is a rebound. This has been a rebound for years. I have been using this person. It sounds horrible, but you know, it was something that I had to, you know, deal with and take accountability for. I've been using this person to get over other relationships for years.
Just a consistent rebound.
Yeah, because it was easy. So I've definitely rebounded. It's just that I wasn't in touch enough with my feelings and my emotions to realize it until it was too damn late. Yeah.
How do you turn your rebound into a friends with benefits? On the next episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Oh man, oh goodness, it's something I guess not necessarily fun, but it was a little interesting that they took a very like textbook, this is the relationship you get in right after you've gotten out of a relationship, and it's for the sole purpose of either getting your ex back or getting over your ex. And they're like the 5 stages of a rebound relationship, and the first one is attraction. Basically, you get attracted to someone new, and they said it's likely someone that you friend zoned or an old flame or or just someone different from your normal environment. Stage 2 is the intimacy in the rebound relationship. So you're able to get close, usually in a physical sense. And then the 3rd step is show off, like spreading rumors or getting on social media or, you know, whatever. And then like step 4 is comparison, where you start comparing that new person to the old person. And that's kind of where things start taking a turn and you start to focus more on your old relationship and blah, blah, blah. And then like stage 5 is disillusionment. It says the part where you realize a rebound relationship is a sham and you get out of it and you end up either, you know, trying to get over your ex or getting back into things with your ex. But it says that step is like the first healthy step. It could be the first healthy step toward your healing. So I thought that was interesting.
Now, when you say that it's a sham, do you mean like it's a sham in a, well, it sounds like you said it's
not like a sham,
way.
Wow. Like a sham. Like it's,
I know that. I'm done with you. I guess more so like a sham has like a negative connotation, and you can be disillusioned by your rebound relationship in realizing like, oh, okay, this is not what I thought it was going to be, or this wasn't what I was making it out to be, or this is not whatever. But I don't think it's necessarily like a bad thing. Like you could be disillusioned about the relationship and then it give you better clarity on the relationship, mm-hmm. and you might still choose to stay with it, and because you still want it, or it's still a good relationship, but you have removed or exercised that piece that was like, okay, this is what I was doing to help me get over my ex, and now it's like, okay, I'm over my ex, you know, and I want to be with this person. I feel like that's just a part of it that they missed. When you just say it was a sham and da 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 da, it's like you leave out the fact that sometimes rebound relationships do work.
Yeah, I also didn't take it like as a sham, like, okay, this is some bullshit that needs to end, though. I think I took it as it's a sham in a sense of the intentionality isn't what we thought it was. You know what I mean? Mm. It's not, this wasn't, oh, just something that I wanted to get in. This is something that served a purpose for me. It was functional for me, and it served the purpose of helping me get over my ex. So it, either way it goes, it wasn't what I thought it was, unless you went into it like, all right, I need to get under somebody new to get over somebody, you know what I mean? So
right.
Unless you are coming into it with that intention, I just think it's realizing that the intention wasn't what we thought it was. I like the fact that it says that that's the first healthy step towards healing from the relationship, because realizing what you're doing and realizing the emotions that you do have there that are behind what you're doing, I think is very healthy. And I think it's a part of loving yourself, you know what I mean? Which, you know, I guess we can just go ahead and go straight into the self-care for this episode, which for me, you know, is always the same, love yourself. But I think when it comes to bringing other people into your space in your life, when there is a fresh vacancy, I think the proper way to love yourself in that situation would be to be more cognizant of what you're feeling and what your intentions are, because that helps you to make better decisions in the future. What about you, Beck? What's your self-care tip for the episode?
First self-care tip of the season. Yeah. Okay, season two, here we are. I was definitely going to say, for the people that are in the rebound relationship, so you're the person that's the new person that they're using to get over their ex, I would just say always communicate how you feel. Like, if you're starting to feel, you know, taken advantage of, or you're feeling unsure or insecure in the relationship based off the things that they're doing or saying to you, I would always say just communicate that, because it's not fair to you to be made to feel used. Like, even if this relationship isn't going to last, or if they are not taking this relationship as seriously as you are, you need to know these things so that you don't invest more of your time into something that ain't really going to work out in the long run. So I would say communication is key, and look out for yourself, unfortunately, in this situation, because usually people who are, I'm not gonna say all people, but when they're approaching a new relationship and they just got out of a fresh relationship, they're not always the most tactful. They're not always aware of anyone else's feelings besides their own. So just look out for yourself.
Honestly, sometimes they're not even aware of their own feelings.
That too.
Yeah.
So they might not have the bandwidth to be emotionally delicate with you in a situation like that. So just kind of be on the front side of campaigning for yourself in those situations and protecting yourself in those situations versus feeling it, going through it, and then feeling hurt on the back end and never saying anything, because that's not healthy. And that's not helpful to them.
Right. Always speak up for yourself, y'all.
Yeah, unless you're on Harlem, and then be quiet. You're fucking chill.
Mac on the Move, season two. Oh, Mac's crack.
Somehow you think it's gonna get better, and it doesn't. Anyway,
you create your own transition, and then you can talk about mine. Okay, oh, motherfucker.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay. Rewind. Blah, 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 blah. Mac on the Move. Mag's crack.
Exactly. Anywho, so yes, guys, the full moon this month of cold ass December. I don't know if it's cold where you guys are at, but you guys, that's something.
Not at all. unfortunately.
For where the rest of you are located, if it's cold, I'm so sorry. If it's warm, you lucky bastard. It's going to be the cold moon. I think it's apropos. We don't need no explanation. And the full moon will be in Gemini, which is going to be bringing in rapid changes that will teach you the importance of, you know, listening and flexibility, and, you know, just opening your mind to new possibilities. I feel like that fits in well with our rebound episode and the importance of, well, as a person who is doing the rebounding, you know, listen to your partner, your new partner, be aware of what's going on in your life, in your situations, in your emotions, check in on yourself. Venus retrograde starts on the 19th, and we all love a retrograde. So it might have a little bit of past relationship drama, a little bit of, you know, questioning your values. Your tastes could even change as far as like who you're into or what you prefer. So honestly, guys, it's really not the best time for a rebound because you're not really in your fully authentic self because you're dealing with things. So communicate that. Let's communicate that, okay? Because Chiron, or I think it's Chiron. Is it Chiron or Chiron?
You know me. I pronounce Janae Aiko differently every week. So you asking it wrong.
Pronouncing it wrong too.
I've always thought it was like Chiron though, but I could be completely incorrect on that one. Who knows?
That their planet is also ending retrograde the day after the full moon on the 19th. And that's what helps us process like our pain and all our old wounds. So we could be really feeling like emotionally vulnerable a little bit towards the end of the month. So let's just, you know, maybe not jump off into the next boom cliche. Just date and keep it cute. Let's keep it cute, guys, because you know what's coming? Capricorn season. Yes, it is. Capricorn season. And Capricorn season is like a fucking reality check to your mind.
Listen, the face that she makes when she says Capricorn season is the face that I make when I think about Capricorns. So...
Capricorn
imagine
season, it's always, I don't know what it is about Capricorn season, it's always rough, but it's consistently rough. So I like it because it brings you into your new year. You're going to be grounded, you're going to be, you know, prepared and whatnot. So that has been Mac on the Moon for this episode, guys.
Mac on the Moon.
All right, guys, moving right along. We're going to go into our song selection for this episode. So we're going to be honest. The selections are a little light.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We made up for it last year by giving y'all how many songs? 300. Over 300. So if y'all could not associate with any of those songs, it's not our fault. Okay.
It's something in there resonated with somebody.
Okay.
I can't.
It's like a freaking Cheesecake Factory menu worth of songs, okay?
Right.
You will find something that you like.
Look, there's a song for every day. 365 in last season's playlist.
You could play a song every day for a year. You're welcome.
My all-time favorite breakup song. Song fits well here, and that's Bouncing Back by Mystical. Right. That is like, y'all, that's my favorite. I know it's not a breakup song. I don't care. Okay. It's my favorite.
Yeah, it's screw a y'all. Good song. Nostalgia.
But a really good one, I think, also is Something New by Asian ASEAN.
Yeah.
Listen, if I butcher that and you listen to the show, I love you. I be putting everybody on to hear music. So please charge it to my head, not my heart. Okay. I mispronounce everything, I promise. Acquainted by The Weeknd. Another Lifetime by Nao. Listen.
Another one that I'm not 100% sure.
I'm not about to repeat what I just said. and Rather Be With You by Sinead Hartnett.
I'd rather be with you.
Yeah, different song, but yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Same.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Feeling you now.
Exactly.
Shut the ball. Someone got to him.
So I was a little all over the place with a rebound. You know me, my head jumps down.
You were bouncing. Get it, rebound?
I wish my computer had froze. I really do. So I could just move on with my day. So I have some quick songs and I'll just explain them as I go. I did Dancing with a Stranger by Sam Smith. I felt like that was really apropos as far as like from a perspective of pursuing another situation for yourself. Also kind of in that same vein, I did All Hands on Deck by Tinashe, or Tanisha as I like to say sometimes. And I guess in a similar vein, I also was feeling very much so like, get over your last relationship and why not just wild out in your next one, is Do It All by Drake. Then an oldie but a goodie from the man himself, You Don't Have to Call.
Ah, shit.
Usher, because you don't, period, because I'm gonna be all right tonight because I'm a boogie. Okay, sorry. Also in that same vein is I Don't Need a Man by the Pussycat Dolls.
I don't need the Pussycat Dolls.
Then from the perspective of more so like being a rebound and how it can be hurtful sometimes, I have Rebound Literally by Carl Thomas. And then last but not least, people who do too much for these rebounds and, you know, the toxic side of rebounds is X to See You by Jason Derulo.
What's the name?
It's the letter X, the number 2, the letter C, and then the letter U.
Oh. Mm-hmm. By Jason Derulo.
Yes, y'all. Mr. Collarbone Snapper himself.
What the fuck?
You don't remember that when Jason Derulo like snapped his collarbone trying to do some freaking backflip?
Girl, nah.
When he was going through his Chris Brown stage.
Wow. No, I don't recall. I don't recall. I was absent that day of class.
I feel like I put his whole career on pause at one point.
Really? I'm gonna look at
it. Yeah, because it was like,
I hope there's a video.
When he was a little bit popping, it was like he had just come out, or maybe it was like his second or third single at that point. And
yeah.
It was like, boom, because it was like Jason Derulo really only made like 2 or 3 hits, and then you didn't hear from him for a while, and then you heard some more music from him.
What?
I'm gonna have to look at it. Collarbone Snaps, yes. I'm pretty positive that's how his little trajectory went.
Well, shit, I'm gonna have to look that up.
Okay, guys, so that was our song selection, but you know what you can also look up is
these
social media and slide into her DMs because
girl, what?
They're still open.
I'm not on social media, guys.
Okay, well, Casey the X is on social media, so
oh my gosh, I tried to get out of it. But you know what, guys? This is the beginning of season 2, and right, and I just want to thank you guys for rocking with us this far, and like for really fucking with us heavy over the break, because
right.
I'm gonna confess and say I did zero work as far as this podcast is concerned during the break. So when I checked our metrics,
we did not.
Huh?
I said we did not.
Oh yeah, we needed to breathe. But when I checked the metrics yesterday, it was like, whoa, you know, I did not expect to see what I saw, and that you guys were still listening to our stuff while we were disappearing on you. So we really appreciate you guys for sticking around, and we look forward to another year with you guys. Like, we really, this has been great, you know what I mean? So
it has been been a ride.
Yeah, and we would like to hear from you guys more this year. Like, seriously, we've yes. taken everything that you guys have ever told us and asked of us, and we've turned it into a show or a part of a show. So we would definitely like to hear more from you guys, for sure. So you can hit us up. What were you about to say?
I was like, even if you just enjoy our conversations and you just want to leave a little comment or a hi,
yeah,
we'll take it. Yeah,
we get a lot of those too. So we would love to hear from you guys. You're the biggest and best part of Case of the Eggs podcast. So if you want to, you can hit us up. What?
We're the best part of Case of the Eggs podcast. Let's not get twisted, okay?
Oh, well, let me take this time to remind you that V loves you, Mac likes you. Anyway, you know. Thank God. So if you
that's gonna be our new tagline.
Jeez. If you guys the way that you guys can hit us up, we are Case of the X Podcast on Instagram, Case of the X Pod on Twitter, and if you want to shoot mm-hmm. straight shout to the hot, you can go Case of the X Podcast. Are you done or are you mm-hmm. finished?
You started it and then trying to okay. cut me off, and that's fine
as long as you know. You can shoot straight to the heart at Case of the X Podcast at gmail.com. Once again, I love you. Mac likes you. And we cannot wait to hear from you guys. And we'll catch you guys on the next new moon, is after the full moon. So yeah. See you later. See you later.
We'll see you next month.
Bye guys. Bye.